on the world and its dangers. If any man love the world, the charity of the Father is not in him. John 2:15. The following is from St. Augustine. Wondrous thing! The world is full of trouble, and we do not tire of loving it. What would it be were it always quiet? You attach yourself to this world, deformed and ugly as it is. What would it be were it always agreeable? You draw away your hand from the thorns of this world. What would it be if you had but to gather flowers? Take care, the wind is violent, the tempest is terrible. Each one has his own danger, for each one is tossed about with his own passions. Would you wish to know how to save yourself from this tempestuous sea? Love God, and you will walk upon its waters. You will tread underfoot the pride of the world, and you will be saved. On the contrary, if you love the world, you will be engulfed, for the world knows only how to shipwreck a soul. It knows not how to save it. The following is from French priest L'Abbé Fléchier. Would you know what happened to the great Saint Benedict when he was in an ecstasy of prayer? He felt himself raised above himself. The heavens opened, and from an exterior darkness there came a kind of wondrous light, and the world was mirrored before him. And he, by divine permission, was allowed to view the world, and it showed him at a glance the nothingness and deformity of all human things. Whether God had narrowed within the ray both heaven and earth, or whether he had enlarged his heart and mind, says St. Gregory, he sees revolutions and vicissitudes here below, creatures forced against their will to feed on vanity, and all the universe subjected to the covetousness of men. He sees under cover of this celestial light those grandeurs which are esteemed so highly gradually decrease. He sees ambition which takes so firm a hold on man sink and fade away, that universal hypocrisy of the age which elevates vice and makes virtue look contemptible, where counterfeit miseries are cherished, where wretched pleasures are sought after. He sees a crowd of frivolous desires, hopes ill-founded, unjust hatreds, irregulated loves. He sees the wanton extravagance of our pleasures, the inutility of our occupations, the instability of our fortunes, the emptiness of our wishes, the littleness of our interests. Ah, how mean and contemptible did the world appear to him! No wonder that he despised it and retired from it forevermore. The following is from French Jesuit Père Croisset. Pleasure is a feeling of joy which dwells in the soul during the existence of a blessing which is acknowledged as such. Now, this pleasure is only perfect so long as the blessing which causes it is sustained. An imaginary blessing could not know a real pleasure. Its enchantments vanish in time. Its illusions are soon dispelled. When the gratification of a blessing is deadened or exhausted, the mind and heart feel a void, and reason discovers, sooner or later, the depths of its nothingness. And at last, bitter is the bitterness where passion anticipates but does not realize so much pleasure. From that proceed those involuntary anxieties and vexations which all the joys of the world, however harmless, cannot drive away. From that arise those adversities, those little crosses, which put the most good-humored out of temper, and which makes them say with truth that worldly happiness is a myth. As God alone can fill our heart, it is He who can satisfy our desires. Other objects amuse for a while, but they make our consciences uneasy, and finally they weary and disgust. God alone can satisfy a soul, calm its anxieties, its suspicions, its fears, and every trouble that stirs within our hearts. Whenever I tried to fill up the aching void in my heart, said St. Augustine, I found that nothing equaled the happiness I felt in trying to do my duty in serving God. What are the miseries which worldlings have to endure? Alas, everything seems to conspire to make them groan without being allowed to complain. Continuous and fatiguing cares, inseparable from their state of life, ambition, jealousy, self-interest, inexhaustible anxieties, the uneasiness of a busy life, the fears of failure, the varied tempers of those in their employ, all of whom must be humored, 100 vexing accidents they are liable to, and which can rarely be prevented, the bad weather which they cannot avoid, a station of life which must at all risks be kept up, worry of competition, the malice of the envious, a heart ever agitated, an uneasy mind and conscience. What, does it require all these things to make a man unhappy? All such as these are, nevertheless, to be found united in the men who battle with the world.